Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here on WGR 550 and MSG. Shayna Goldman of The Athletic is joining us. Shayna, I got to tell you, Steve Kulyus brought the energy, brought the heat. I don't know that we can keep that level of intensity for a full hour. I sure will try, but, you know, it's always nice to have you. How are you doing? How was your week of tennis watching, hockey watching, and everything? I mean, you must have not left the couch, and the TV must be on 24/7.
The TV's on 24/7, and thankfully we have a TV outside, so I can get like 1 ounce of sunlight, because I think I don't need to go full hermit just yet between like morning tennis and night hockey, and then you try to find an hour in between. But no, I mean, it's good, right? This is a fun time of year.
Your boy Medvedev hurt himself yesterday.
He just doesn't want to play on clay.
He doesn't want to, but now he's got Rome and the French Open. Like, come on, you gotta show up. You know, you're one of the best. But I thought of you yesterday when, after the first set, he said, I'm done. And then the fans in Madrid start whistling, like almost like booing him. I'm like, a guy can't move. Why are you whistling him? But anyway, so it's a good thing that it's in the morning. It's not too early, though. You can watch tennis in the morning, recap the hockey from the night before, and then go on to do your thing. So it's a good schedule. Okay, let's talk about hockey, because this morning, the Jack Adams nominees were announced. So they are Andrew Brunette of the Nashville Predators, Rick Tocchet of the Vancouver Canucks, and Rick Bowness of the Winnipeg Jets. I thought that was very, very odd and interesting. No Spencer Carberry. The fact that Capitals made the playoffs, I thought he'd be in the top three. What do you make of those three candidates for the Jack Adams Trophy?
I think that we need to rethink every award. And we need to take, you can't look at the NHL standings if you want to vote on an award. That's going to be the key to it. I get Tocchet, right? He feels like a slam dunk since day one, because the Canucks had such a good season. And someone like Brunette, I get it too. He's had a good impact and he's done more with less. But I look at Rick Bowness and I'm like, what are we watching the same Jets? Because they don't look that much. They look better than last year, but they don't look to me like that same bona fide contender. I've had my doubts about the Jets all year. I'm not just saying this because they're eliminated, but I just feel like there are better options. Like, I would have put Tortorella there. Carberry's a good one. Or Paul Maurice over a Rick Bowness team that I don't think has enough dimension, enough versatility, enough innovation to them, because that's just not him.
I totally agree with you. Even a guy like Peter Laviolette and the New York Rangers and what they were able to, I get he's got a great team in front of him, but he also didn't have Shesterkin for half the year because he was not playing well. Jonathan Quick was the guy. And then you have to be a great coach to say, you know what? I'm not going to play my top guy as much, and I'm going to rely on my backup, which is getting me a result. I think Peter Laviolette could have been there. You mentioned Paul Maurice. I think Florida now, it's been 2 years of Paul Maurice like being really, really good. Not just structure and systems, but adjustments in games. And they dealt with some, you know, injuries and Matthew Tkachuk not performing as much early on. So you get to vote on the Jack Adams, right?
No, that's the one of the few I don't get.
That's
to
the
vote.
Broadcasters one. Yeah. Okay. So
it would look better if I voted on it.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm sure it would have. Now you're blaming all the broadcasters. I like that. But okay, so who would have been your top candidate if you had to pick a winner for the Jack Adams? Who would it have been?
Oh, I think I'm gonna go. I do like Brunette a lot, but I'm going to go John Tortorella. You know what? No one, to me, of like the newer coaches, put an identity on his team as quickly as Tortorella did. None of us expected the Flyers to be that good. And they weren't just carried by goaltending. Yeah. I feel like they quickly took on the John Tortorella, Bradshaw identity of being this disruptive defensive team. They were much better offensively than I think any of us expected. They added like an element of a rush game that you don't always see from a Tortorella team. To me, he really put this team in a position to succeed and help get them to this point. I get it at the end of the year, you know, he was taking it on himself a lot, right? He was saying it's his fault they weren't ready to play at this time. I don't fully buy that, but I get him taking the heat for it. But like he helped his team overperform more than most.
He was putting a protective shield over his team, over his players, and saying, I'll take the blame. I can handle it. Don't go, you know, and that's the way it is. But it would have been interesting if he would have been nominated, because a team that doesn't make the playoffs usually doesn't get that recognition as coach of the year. But okay, Vezina Trophy, another award that you have said a long time, GMs don't know about good goaltending, and they get to vote on the Vezina Trophy as the best goaltender in the league. Connor Hellebuck, Sergei Bobrovsky, Thatcher Demko. I don't think they missed on those three, but what do you think of the finalists for the Vezina Trophy?
Yeah, I'm going to vote that all goalie trophies should be voted on by goalies, if you're in the goalie union. Like, why not, right? Because general managers don't know goaltending. None of us do, and that's okay, right? Like, we say it all the time.
I would think, Shayna, though, that, like, GMs go to their goalie coach and says, give me a list of three. Like, because they don't vote themselves. They probably go to the goalie. So
I hope.
Let's do the goalie coaches of the NHL vote on the goalie award. Let's do that.
There we go. And you can't, even if it's like you can't pick your own.
Yeah.
You know, just to balance the scales, because then everyone loses a vote that way, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think sometimes we see them just go like, here's goals against average, and we're going to pick 1, 2, 3. I don't have a problem with them per se. Connor Hellebuck's the guy for me. Thatcher Demko's number two. Do I think Bob is the third? Not really. I think his defense was that good. I think he was good. I don't know. I feel like if Markstrom's second half didn't derail the way it did, he would be there. You could make the case, and I'm shocked this is coming out of my mouth, for Jordan Binnington this year. I don't know. And you could even make the case for Igor Shesterkin for how he played in the second half of the year. He was the best goalie from the All-Star break on. I don't know if I would have had him third. I think he's more of like a 4 or 5. But I'm less sold on Bob as the third.
I'll say Jordan Binnington is one that some have mentioned as maybe a snob. Jeremy Swayman probably as well, because of the year that he had. But Boston, they had Linus Ullmark last year. I think you're like, okay, where are we going to go now to the guy that played a little bit more? They got a good team. They play well defensively.
See, if it was okay that Ullmark won last year, and I think that you could have a case that he shouldn't have been up for it versus a Sorokin or a Saros because of the differences in workload, we cannot discount Jeremy Swayman. That's where I give pause to it. Because if everyone said Linus Ullmark was okay to win last year, I think Swayman could have gotten that third place nod.
Great point. The Norris Trophy, Roman Josi, Quinn Hughes, and Cale Makar. Look, it's the three names that are going to come back over and over and over again. And a guy like Rasmus Dahlin has got to find a way to get in the top three, right? Like, he's just on the outside of it. Got to get in that top three and stay there. But do you like the top three? Obviously, now you have a vote for that. And who, according to Shayna Goldman, wins the award?
So my hot take is that Cale Makar is not in the top three this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Cale Makar is an elite, elite, elite defenseman. And this year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He was still elite, but he wasn't at the level that I think he normally is at. He had the points, but there was a time he was playing through injury, it seemed like, and then he started to get it back together, and then his game started to sag a little bit more. Relative to his teammates, the Avalanche allowed more goals against in his minutes. He did not have that same offensive impact at 5-on-5 that he generally does. And he plays most of the time with MacKinnon and Rantanen, yeah. And so it's even less of an excuse for that. When you have that all-star vote for the top D, I have him at 3. But for the Norris, the best all-around defenseman, I think that there were others that edged him out, like Forsling, Fox, and Morrissey.
Okay.
But the two, it's between Josi and Hughes. The slightest of edge goes to Hughes because he was a little bit better defensively than Josi.
Yeah, the metrics all show that Hughes played a ton and was good in all aspects of the game. Josi got hot offensively, obviously. But yeah, I think I totally agree with your top three right there, especially your top two. And I think that's the reason why maybe, hopefully, next year we can see Rasmus Dahlin get into that top three voting because he brings the offense. But new coach, you know, maybe Lindelof finds a way to really have Dahlin lock it down defensively, which would put him in that conversation, which would be great. Rookie of the Year, the Calder Trophy. We have Connor Bedard, Brock Faber, and Luke Hughes, another Hughes. So the Hughes family represented well. But this one, most people would say Connor Bedard would run away with it. But a lot of hockey experts say not so quick. Where do you fall on the Calder Trophy?
Okay, so I had Luke Hughes 5, not okay. 3. I had Tyson Forrester 3, and then Logan Cooley 4. But I went Bedard and Faber 1 and 2. It's closer than I think we give Faber credit for. And it's hard because this one's so different, right? Like, why don't we see defensemen ever in the Hart Trophy? Because we don't know how to judge forwards against defensemen. We don't know how to judge forwards against goalies. And then sometimes we get blinded by the scoring, and that's what we go with. We barely know how to judge defense as it is. So when you have someone like Faber, who's not super high scoring, you're going to have problems with that right there. If Faber's play didn't trail off at the end of the year and he went through a stretch where the Wild started to really fall out of the playoff picture, that his game started to, like, he hit a rookie wall, and that's totally fine. I think he could have made a better push for number one. I think that's what separated them. But I went Bedard first. He faced some of the toughest competition in the league and came out with his head above his head above water. He was amazing. I have to give it to him.
So when Tyler Myers won the Calder Trophy with the Buffalo Sabres, that was back in, Man, that was his first year. Let me see here. Back in 2009, 2010, he had 48 points in 82 games as a defenseman. I think that's what led the way. Like, oh, look at how many points, right, that Tyler Myers is doing. Defensively, it wasn't great, but he wasn't asked to do anything defensively as well. I think you're right. I think we have a hard time judging how good a rookie defenseman plays defense and is able to bring that to their team, which I think Brock Faber did a fantastic job. And if Connor Bedard hadn't missed, you know, 20 games or 50 games with the jaw, I think, oh, runaway Connor Bedard. But because he missed a little bit, I think it gave everybody a chance to say, oh, Brock Faber is in there. Let's think about him. But I think Bedard wins it anyway. Two games tonight, Shayna. The Dallas Stars found a way to reverse the, you know, the steam that the Vegas Golden Knights had. Do they win in six? Is Vegas done if Vegas can't find any offense other than Jack Eichel?
No, I think that Vegas is going to force a game seven, but okay. I think the Stars win it in seven. Listen, I picked Dallas to win it all. So I'm sticking my eggs in that basket right now. I like how the Stars have rebounded because I think they were the better team in games one and two, but it was the little things from Vegas. It was the desperation. It was the will over skill, which normally I know I would like shake my head at and be like, listen, how much stock can we put in that? But the way they got their sticks in the way of the star shots and the final moments of the game that they're trying to catch up and score and they're playing 6-on-5. Like, you just saw the difference that the teams needing to turn it on. And the Golden Knights were doing more with less. But I think the fact that we saw players pick up the pace in games 3 and 4, Miro Heiskanen, I think, looked a lot better in game 3. Wyatt Johnson was the all-star everybody, you know, they never knew they needed. And you have Logan Stankoven helping out a lot too, while guys like Jason Robertson, I think, took a little more time to get going. It feels like the Stars are clicking now, but I can see someone like Marchessault stepping up, or someone like Mark Stone, just for the discourse, to force that game seven. But I can see the Stars kind of putting their foot down there and being like, wait, we can't let this get away from us.
Who starts for Vegas, Aiden Hill or Logan Thompson?
I mean, it's really a tough decision because I don't think Aiden Hill was bad last game. But I think I would go Logan Thompson. Like, Logan Thompson was playing out of his mind in game 3. And he was fine in game 4. I don't think the goaltender on Vegas has been, if anything, the goalie that would give me the most worry in this series somehow is Jake Oettinger.
Yeah.
Because when he looks good, he looks fantastic, right? But then you see some goals or some shots that had the shot not missed or a defender not gotten in the way. You're like, I'm not confident he would have made that save, which is not what you want to see. Especially like the last month of the season, he got back on track.
Yeah, no, and he made the save, Jake Oettinger made the save on Chandler Stephenson on a breakaway late in the third period to kind of hold on to that one goal lead, and it made the difference. Okay, Arthur Shelovs, will he be the Cinderella story until Thatcher Demko maybe return with Vancouver? Are we believing in Shelovs getting the job done and closing that out in six tonight?
I want seven games there.
I feel like you do everywhere.
I know. I don't think anyone's appreciating this series because the third periods are so good that I don't care if the first 40 aren't as exciting. I just feel like it's like the better team can't win a game, but each team has now stolen one on the road. So I'm really curious if the Predators can put their foot down and win one at home. I feel like their back's against the wall. Like, I'm very curious if what they can do. I feel like this is the game for Saros to steal. And then game seven, maybe we'll have that goalie duel come down because it's like every other game, you're not seeing a ton of shots. So you're not seeing both goalies thrive at the same time enough.
Last one, 30 seconds. If your name is Elias or Elias Pettersson and Lindholm in Vancouver, is this a problem for the Vancouver Canucks? Like, those two have not showed up in the series so far.
I'm okay with Lindholm. Pettersson, I'm more worried about, but I can't help shake. He can't be healthy. I just can't think he's healthy right now. Okay. He just looks hesitant to shoot, and his shots don't look as good right now.
Okay, well, we'll pay attention to Elias Pettersson and Elias Lindholm and JT Miller, who had a wonderful shirt. He put Arthur Shelov's shirt on yesterday. We put that on social media. Shayna Goldman, you were awesome once again. Enjoy the hockey tonight. Hopefully game seven tomorrow, game seven Sunday. Let's make it happen because you want more of it. Thanks for joining us here on Sabres Live again.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here. We'll close it out with five teams are out of the playoffs now. Maybe we'll have a little, we will remember you, all those five teams that left. We'll be back on Sabres Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.